I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
First of all, before we start anything, we just want to remind you that we are going on tour.
Oh, yes.
Aren't we, Barry?
Very much so.
Very much so. I mean, there's no false documentation here. This is you are going on tour.
All over the country from October.
Yeah, not for a little while.
No.
I thought we'd just remind you.
Get some tickets. It's all over. Livenation.co.uk. And it's a proper show
all written on paper and a batch of fad packets.
Oh, yeah, no.
And written all over some bog roll, we've written it.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
Very much.
I reckon it's about, the show is about 6 metres of bog roll long, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. 6 metres. It's about 95 Benson and Edges packets.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's amazing how many words you can get on the back of one of them.
And there's a lot of words on the back of that double glazing thing that comes to the door that we scribbled a couple of notes on.
Yeah, we just scribble down the show on whatever we can get our hands on
at the time, you know,
when the ideas come. You just got to, like, there's pizza leaflets everywhere with ideas
brilliant
all over.
With ideas.
And, like, you know, full ideas and full points that we want to make, you know. And one day, we're hoping that they will be worth a lot of money. And, like, Lennon and McCartney's, like, words to a lot of their
songs,
what they wrote for the Wings.
Yeah, the Wings.
And we will be selling them on eBay. This is another advert. We'll be selling our written
words
on eBay in about 30 years' time.
Yes,
so if you want to make a note of that, get in now. So you're not disappointed.
But before all that, just buy a ticket.
Oh, yeah, buy a ticket for the show.
Amazing story Daily Mail.
Oh, yeah, I love that paper.
Isn't it good?
It's really good paper.
Oh, so good.
It's one of the best papers going, I think.
Very good. And it's so very durable when you're on the there's been a wonderful story in it. I say it's wonderful. Did anyone else say, I'm sure it's about Peyronie's disease.
Who?
See this here. Peyronie's
disease.
Apparently, it is a very embarrassing thing a man, due to the tissue in his, I'm not going to say it, dingle dangle, it can cause a bending of dingle danglers.
All right, sure.
Including going, and this sounds extraordinary, but it's there in black and white, right angles the penis can go.
And that's that's unusual, you say?
Well, yeah, it's Peyronie's disease.
That's what it's called, is it?
Yeah, why is it?
Peyronie's disease, is
it? Well, according to the Daily Mail.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, your winkle can go at a right angle.
Well, to be fair, I had no idea that that was a disease.
Oh.
Right, until I was in the London Eye.
Yes.
In one of their little capsules.
Yeah.
And I was just looking out the window at Big Ben.
Yes.
When my Big Ben fell out my trousers.
Ew.
You know?
Tricky.
And it wasn't until the American tourist looked down at it and he said, excuse me, sir. I said, what is it, please?
Yes.
He says, my name's Brad here.
Yeah.
I said, hello, Brad here. He says, your penis is hanging out of your trousers. I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And he says, he said, I'm a doctor. I said,
yeah.
Okay, all right. And he says, your knob is bent.
Yeah.
I went, oh, okay. And he says, it shouldn't be bent like that, you know. That is called Peyronie's disease.
Yeah.
I said, look, my knob is always bent like
this. Does it go up like at 90 degrees?
Yeah, it looks like a set square, you know.
Oh, God.
And I said, well, how's it supposed to look then?
Yes,
and he said, well, look, okay, I'll show you.
Right.
And then he got his out, flopped that out, and he said, it should be like this.
And that was a straight-down
I said, but yours hasn't got any bend in it.
Like plumb line. Beautiful.
Yeah, he said, straight down. Yeah. And I said, excuse me. I was talking to another one.
I said, excuse me,
mate. I said, listen, my knob's bent and this is straight.
Yeah.
What's yours it got? And he went, oh, God, my knob is straight.
Yeah.
I went, is it? And I said, let's have a look at that. And he got pulled his pants right down.
God.
Like, you know, like some people do that when they go to the
I
toilet.
Do. Why do they do that? I don't
know. He pulled his pants right down. I said, you don't need to pull your pants
right
all the way down,
down
to
no,
your
that's
knees,
right, yeah.
you know. Just to sit. And he went, no, I'll pull my pants down.
Knees.
He pulls his pants down to his knees. And sure enough, his knob is all straight
like
as
he
well.
He was Chinese.
Chinese knob is all straight. And he said, my Chinese knob is straight.
Right.
And Brad went, well, my knob is straight.
American
I said, well, my knob is bent. So he said, well, you got to go to the doctor.
You have a Peyronie disease.
And so that is how I found out about. And all the birds in there, well, they thought Christmas had come, like, all at once.
Right.
Like, all their Christmases had come, like, three scrapping blokes of all the knobs out.
It was a boon, really, because it was ever so good for using it as a spirit level when you were putting the corner shelf unit up, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was that. Because it's absolutely at right angles.
Yes.
Then, you know, you can use it to measure stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I did have, you know, I had Peyronie's disease.
You had it as well, didn't you?
Yeah, which was
that's why I thought it was
the
like
normal,
your
yeah,
normal
cool
thing.
Well, my Margaret, as you know, likes a little bit of a sexual fantasy sort of thing.
Yeah.
So the wonderful thing was I could stand at the bedroom door,
yes,
just poke it round, and she could imagine who it belonged to. David
Van Day.
Van Day, David Soul, David
Dimbleby.
Any David,
any
she loved.
Any of the David
she
loved. She loved the David knob.
Yeah, so she'd go, Oh Barry, who art thou?
Yeah.
I am right horny cow. Come to the door and poke it right round.
And then I will hit
lie
the ground.
On the ground. And so I would, and she'd say, who is it today? And I'd go,
David.
It's David Soul from Starsky and Hutch.
And Holby City.
And, or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
whatever he was in at the time.
And, you know, in that way, it was kind of exciting, you know.
Yeah, push spice up your life.
In the end, I thought I'd better go and have it checked out.
Right.
And I went to the NHS. Now, they're very, very stuck for resources.
They're a bit overstretched.
Yeah, and they said, would you can go on the waiting list. Okay. In the end, I went to Hobbycraft and I said, have you got a pencil?
Yeah.
You know, a little stubby pencil. And
made a splint, did you?
They made a splint of it.
Yeah.
A bit embarrassing because they're going, oh, sir, what would you like? An HB, an AB1. I said, just something quite sturdy.
Yeah,
really.
Felt chipped.
What's it
pen
for? Is it for drawing? Is it for technical drawing? Is it for art? Or is it for Peyronie's disease? I said, it is the latter.
Yeah, yeah.
And I strapped it up and it actually sorted itself out. Wonderful thing was, ever so good with art.
Well, I mean, exactly. Well, I mean, that's interesting because I dealt with mine in a different way.
How did you do it?
Well, I went down to Travis Perkins.
Right.
And I bought myself a length of string.
Yes.
And a big, good, heavy plumb line, you know, weight.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I just tied one end on the end of mine object, and then I threaded the string down my trouser leg with the big lead weight on the end of it, and they just hung it off the end of my knob, and then eventually it just sort of pulled it straight.
A kink.
Yeah, I mean, it hurt for a couple of months, I've got to be honest with you, whilst it was sorting itself out.
Yes.
But I reckon by using that technique, I've probably stuck another 2 or 3 inches on it.
Right.
As well. So that is a boon.
That is a boon. But, I mean, from my point of view, you know, at Christmas you get the charities. Oh, people have drawn this lovely Christmas scene with their feet.
Yeah.
Oh, this was done by a man who'd done the art with paintbrush in his mouth. Yeah. Mine? I mean, look at this. Let me show you now.
Oh.
Just give me that sheet, nice sheet of paper there.
Okay. Are you going to draw us a picture?
Yeah, let me just draw you that. What do you want to see?
Yeah, well, you draw it, and I'll decide what I think that.
Let me just
recall that bit. Okay, what have we got there then?
What do you think that is?
Oh, that's very nice. I'd say that is a landscape.
Yes.
Is that Mont Blanc?
Yes.
You've drawn there?
I have.
With the top of it just peeking above the clouds.
Oh, yeah, just do a bit of shading there. Shaded that nicely.
Got the shadow coming off it.
That's
now.
It.
Lovely. Beautiful. Yeah. And the sunset there.
Yeah, the sunset. That would go for a lot of money.
See, what I do with mine, I do art as well with it. And I do what I call distance art.
Right.
So I've got my plumb line and my weight,
yeah,
and it's all hanging off the end of it,
yeah,
you know. And I attach a pencil to the end of the weight.
Yes.
And I just stand at the top of the paper.
So concentric circles.
That's exactly what I do. Yeah. I do concentric circles. And I mean, it's just what I do to relax myself.
Yes.
It's a form of meditation.
Yeah.
And I just swing my pelvic bum.
Yeah.
Just around under the paper. And I've got concentric circles all over my wall. And then when the bird comes round, I say, yeah, I'll give you one of them. You know?
Yeah.
And then I drew that with my bent knob.
Well, every cloud has silver lining.
You've got to make use of what you've got.
Of course you do. Yeah. I've noticed.
I'm now an ambassador for that disease.
Oh,
are you? Yeah.
With the UN sort of thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was an ambassador for
Peyronie's disease,
but because I did such a good job of that, they promoted me up to the UN.
Okay.
Yeah, so I started being an ambassador for UNICEF's.
Oh, my God. Is that using your celebrity status?
Yeah, using my celebrity status, yeah. Because I work with them, highlighting all the big, issues. Getting, you mustn't drop, chewing gum on the floor.
Right.
All them issues I deal with.
Yeah.
For UNICEF.
So you're not dealing with, you know, like George Clooney's wife or...
No.
You know, Angelina Jolie. No,
I don't deal with that stuff. I deal with, the stuff that is the... Is, you know, coal face stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that everyone thinks, who deals with that?
Right, on a par with your, celebrity status. It's
status, yeah. Exactly.
You went out with a Wheelstone Raider, didn't you?
Yeah,
and highlighted the problem of... chewing gum.
Chewing gum being stuck on the floor.
Stuck on the floor.
Outside the supermarket.
Crucial
stuff. It was us that got the council to use them water blaster things, Colin uses to...
That's through the colonics.
That's right. It was us that got them into that.
Is that right?
Yes. Could you do some work?
I do a bit of stuff for the UN, I go out there, highlight, some of the issues that are affecting people all over the world.
Yes.
Some of my work I've done with talc.
Talcum powder. Yeah, good. Especially in the hotter of climates.
Oh, I mean, I launched an appeal in that there are places in the hotter climates.
In the hotter climates.
Where people are a master to chafing.
Yeah.
And I just went out the mercy mission of talcum powder.
Yeah. And just stick that on your gooch.
And emergency gooch unit went out there. It was me and David Van Dyke.
Yeah.
And we done... Do you remember that appeal we
rescue,
done?
Rescue, gooch, rescue.
Dun, 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 dun.
Gooch.
Hello, gooch. My name is Barry from Watford.
And I'm David Van Dyke.
We're here on a mercy mission with a lot of talc.
Biff, baff, boff.
And if you need your gooch seen to...
Then come to our special workshop.
Yeah, and we've done a workshop.
Gooch shop.
Yeah, gooch shop, yeah. So we've done a lot of good work.
Did you have to sit everyone down on the floor and say, okay, guys, when taking care of your gooch, these are the important things you have to keep in mind. Did you like those sort of workshops?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We get down and dirty with the townsfolk.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the word went round. You know, there's a gooch supply coming. A talc supply, not a gooch supply. Talc supply coming. Quite often the rebels try to nick it.
Yeah,
you know,
with their guns and that.
Because,
I mean, what do they want it for?
I don't
presumably
know.
All their gooches are mucked up.
I suppose so, if you're out there,
all day, with your gun
and that.
Yeah.
Not only are you a freedom fighter who wants to see dictatorial regimes brought to their knees, you're also a master to an itchy gooch, aren't you?
That's why you got sent out there. So talk me through your workshop.
Well, I just point to some of the struggles we've had in this country. I say to people, look, we come from Great Britain. Yeah. How did you? Very lovely, lovely people.
We have seasonal gooch
problem. We have a seasonal gooch problem. Occasionally, if it gets really hot, say it's ant day in the country, or it's ant day, or it's the cup final, which is normally traditionally quite hot, people do suffer with their gooches. Now, you have got a civil war happening here. We had a war of our own at one time. Mm. And Winston Churchill famously was a martyr to his gooch.
Yeah, that's right. How he won the war.
Yeah, we should tout them on the beaches.
That's right.
We should tout it on the landing strip, you know.
We should tout it in the bathroom.
We should... we shall talc it, and we shall say, this is our finest talc, because that gets right in all the crap.
Right in all the bits you need it to get into. I bet they must be over the moon when you guys roll up with your jeeps and your army trucks.
Oh, there's a rush to get the talc,
They're all, like, trying to grab it off you.
I mean, Angelina Jolie, very jealous of what we've done, you
know. Yeah, well, she
out.
Like, she wasn't interested in gooches.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now all of a sudden, you type in Angelina Jolie gooch, it's like 5 pages of stuff that she's been doing gooch in Rwanda and gooch in Ghana.
She's mad on gooch
now.
Famously, you know, Amel Clooney, George Clooney's
missus.
She's
not interested in gooches 2 years ago.
Turned her nose up at a gooch. You know, now she's sniffing around any old gooch situation.
They use these things to their advantage, don't
they?
If they think they can get some press traction by going and, like, promoting, like, a safe gooch, then they will jump on it the biggest bandwagon in the world.
It is rumoured that Princess Diana
was
shot by a talc magnet.
Really?
Because of her work for Gooch.
She done that undercover, her Gooch work.
Did she?
Yes, she did. She did that. She didn't want any recognition. She didn't mind being recognised for the landmine stuff and all that.
Yeah.
but she didn't. She wanted you to do the Gooch stuff very much on the quiet.
Oh, very much so.
On the quiet, sailing under the radar, because she knew how sensitive that was, an issue that was, you know?
What we really need is Bob Geldof to get up there and say, send us your tout now. Yeah. You know, there are Gooches itching all over the place.
Rotting.
Rotting Gooch.
Gooch aid. I think we should have a concert. I think Bono should get involved with this. You know,
so do I.
I think there's one thing we can do with probably save some Gooches.
Yeah, I think so.
Gucci, Tucci, Tucci. That's the name of this new song.
Gucci, Tucci, Tucci. My Gucci is rather richy. I put some talc and then I stand back. Gucci, Gucci, Tucci. I've got an itchy Gucci. I tell it up who gives a about my little Gucci.
Gooch.
Oh, I love that. It's a wonderful song.
It's a lovely charity single.
Yeah.
And all the money that raised on that song will be going to people's Gooches
all
over the world.
Get your hands in your pocket, give it a good scratch, and then get some money out.
That's right. And give generously. So these are some of the causes that we highlight.
Isn't it?
You know, you've done that with the Gooch. And I done it with the chewing gum. And then I got involved with Greenpeace.
Oh, right.
What are
they trying to do?
Well, they do stuff with animals and that. And they do stuff with chimneys in smoke and all that. You know, that sort of thing they do.
Oh, I know.
You know, and like, they've always got a boat ramming something.
Oh, that's right.
And they do a lot of that stuff. Anyway, me and the Raider.
Yeah.
The Wheelstone Raider and DJ Talent.
Right.
We got asked to go and do some stuff for Greenpeace.
Low level, I imagine.
Yeah, low level
the UN,
stuff.
What do they?
Yeah.
They don't fly you out
there.
You have to
go. No. That's the only reason I agreed to do it. So I will do the Greenpeace stuff, but as long as you fly me all over the world.
Right.
Yeah, no problem.
Right, okay.
So I've been everywhere.
So who do you went out with the Wheelstone Raider?
DJ Talent. Yeah, and we just sort of highlighted, like smoke. And stuff, you know, like the dangers of smoke.
Right.
Yeah. Because I don't know whether you've been anywhere near smoke. Have you?
As a boy, we always had a real fire.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So you'll know that when, like, smoke, well, when it goes in your eyes and stuff, it really stinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what I've heard, very environmentally bad. Cause
it stinks
your eyes and your clothes smell.
That's right,
and
it
that's
stinks.
Really got to stop, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what they want.
Yeah, so they want that stopped.
Stop, quite right, yeah.
And so they sent us all around the world trying to say, you know, don't stand, like, too close to that fire because the smoke will go in your eyes and then you might fall over or you know, your clothes will stink.
Well, funny you should say that because they sent me out, Greenpeace.
Yeah.
You know ice...
Yeah, I know it.
Apparently, they want it. They want it.
They want ice.
They want ice. I think we're supposed to have ice.
Why do people
the
ice?
Sure, who likes ice? Freezing cold. They sent me to the Antarctic. They went, keep the ice. I said, you sure?
Yeah, I know. Well, this is it. Well, they sent me up there. They sent me up the Arctic and said, look, we're worried, you know, about these polar bears and all that, you know.
Vicious.
And I said, what are you worried about?
Yeah.
We said, well, we're worried, you know, we're worried about polar bears. I said, well, I'm worried about polar bears, mate. You get anywhere near and they rip your arms off, right?
Yeah.
If one comes near me, I will have to shoot it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, okay, fair enough, you know.
Yeah.
They saw my point of view in the end, you know.
I mean, it's a
survival of the fittest.
They sent me out there to Fukushima.
Oh, did they? And did you manage to do that?
No, I didn't. I said, I'm very happily married. But they... they'd heard about my Gooch work.
Had they? It was very successful Gooch work in the Congo.
But anyway, talking to the UN, did you see Eugenie?
Who?
Eugenie, who's the... the
Eugenics.
Daughter of Fergie.
Eugenie.
You know Fergie?
Oh, no, the one with the hair.
Ginger hair,
and the
toe
feet.
Sucker.
Yes.
Toe sucker.
She's also done a lot of great work for charity, can I just say?
She has. Yes. She's done a lot for Weight Watchers. She's done a
lot for Weight Watchers.
She's very good for... I was skiing. Sorry for... A lot for the skiing trade. She's done a lot for Bollinger. A lot of good charity work.
A lot for the Cotswolds.
Oh, very, very, very much so.
A lot for Sir Philip Green, his charity.
A lot of great work for Hope Couture.
Yes, those charities. Wonderful. A lot of great work for Harrods.
Harrods.
Yeah, that charity.
Do you remember she was sucking that fella's toes?
I don't know who was sucking the toes. I think she was doing the sucking of the toe.
No, she was having the sucked. Never appealed to me that.
Really?
Oh, my Margaret's.
I don't know if it's something I would ask someone to do. If they started doing it, I'd go.
I see.
You be careful, mate. I don't know when the law. I don't know what I've stepped in. You
exactly.
Know? I'd have to give them a warning. You know.
I mean, my Margaret, she went in. For that sort of thing. I sucked her toes the other day, and then I was trying to be all romantic. And
one come off in your mouth.
I noticed I had a corn plaster just under my lip. And it wasn't very nice.
No, not very sexy. That.
And then a couple of her hairs got stuck between her teeth, sort of thing, didn't I? But she got very sexy, her toe. Really lovely. All the nails are painted. WFC rule on
her. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Inked
that's
her
tattoo.
On her tat.
Oh, bless her. Yeah, no, I thought, because she got, I mean, look, she's a single mum. Like, you know, she's.
Who is? Fergie. Oh, Fergie, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. And she used, and despite her success with Man United, she still had to bring up them two kids.
Absolutely.
You know, without the aid of the Royal Palace.
Yeah.
So she's had to write children's books now.
I mean, to be a royal, go and do all that charity work for Run Man United and singing the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
She's bloody good.
She packed it in and she packed it all in.
She's certain. I tell you what I didn't like. Remember that house they had, Sandringham?
Oh, I remember that house.
Big common one.
Yeah, it was a bit glitchy.
She's like, oh, Come in, love. I'll do you a soda stream.
Yeah.
She's like, she's all back.
No, it did surprise me when I met her. When she was a bit like that. What do you want? Egg and chips?
Yeah, she's like that.
I said, I want lobster and all that stuff.
Yeah,
what you
she had a pot down on
that. I said, I'll cook that. I've got to cook the egg and chips.
Yeah, she's a bit like that.
I said, I haven't even got that. I said, you want a pot noodle?
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, I was like, yeah, I do want them things. But... Yeah. You know, I thought you would offer me at least, like, you know, some lobster,
oysters.
And she said, listen, I haven't got long. She said, I'll cook you up this egg and chips because I've got to go to a dog fight.
Yeah, she's common like that, yeah.
I was like, a dog fight?
Yeah.
You know, but apparently that's what they're all into.
Well, when I was around there, do you remember when I was around there doing their loft conversion with Derek Braithwaite?
Remember.
And so he's around there, around Sandring, and she comes in, all right, guys. All right, son, I've just bought a bit of currant bun. I've got it in my back pocket, reading the Sun and all that.
It's a bit common, isn't it?
And then Andrew comes and says, ooh, he's all posh. He's been, ooh, you're all a posh. Don't take no notice of him, she's gone.
Yeah, and then she said, hey, where's my escort?
Yeah.
Where's my escort gone? You said you'd buy me an escort, she said. You know, I haven't picked up from the garage yet.
Yeah.
I want all the trimmings on
it.
I want it convertible. I want it pink.
Yeah.
And he went, all right.
And
a privatised number plate as well that says HRH3.
She's ever so common.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Very surprising, that was.
And I mean, all the stuff we found in her wardrobe.
Oh, right.
400, you know, Benson and Edges.
Bottle of Martell.
All that Charlie Lontric perfume she's got.
Yeah.
Scratch cards all
Elizabeth
over
Arden jewellery.
She had a lot, yeah.
Stuff Elizabeth she bought Duke, from Argos.
She had, yeah. She won't take it back. She's got the money, I suppose.
She's a bit of a holder and all, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like she wants to sell it at a car boot sale on Sunday. Yeah, but that's what she does. She gets Andrew to buy her all this stuff. And he says, I'll buy you Gautier, I'll buy you this.
Yeah.
She says, I can't shift like Rolexes down at the car boot, can I?
No, that's right.
How am I supposed to shift that stuff?
Yeah.
buy me the stuff from Argos.
Yeah, that's right.
And I can sell it as practically new. You know?
She's let that side down with that royal family. Because I don't know whether you saw the Queen's celebrations at the weekend,
yeah,
the 90 celebrations.
I didn't see that.
Of course, they're all up the front. And here she comes, the Queen. She coming up the mall.
Right.
She's in the gold carriage. And next behind her, there's Prince Andrew and Prince Charles, the royal consort with all his medals. And behind him, it's the equerry. And behind her, oh, Christ, there's Fergie.
Yeah.
She's coming up. She's on, you know, on their mountain bikes.
Yeah, I know.
She's got that. She's got all her gold rabbits. She's in a shell suit.
Leopard skin miniskirt.
She's going, she's had a couple of drinks. She's got the leopard skin miniskirt.
Yeah, yeah.
As she's going up, everyone's waving, oh, look, there's Fergie. Everyone's trying to, you know,
embarrassed.
She lifts herself up and...
Big old guff.
Big old guff.
Yeah.
I think that's beneath the royal family.
I don't think they should ban her, really.
Or say,
look, you know. Enough's enough, Fergie, okay?
Yeah.
We've got enough to worry about without you.
Bringing the side down.
Yeah.
You know, give us a common.
Very common. Yeah, I mean, I like the royal people.
Yeah.
You know, I do. Yeah, I like the Queen.
You
know where you are with her.
You do.
Don't you?
You know that
she's going to, like, wave her hand a bit.
Yeah,
and she's not going to say much.
No.
She's just going to stand there.
But some of the others...
I mean, who's that one she's married to, the Queen?
The Duke of Edinburgh.
Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Right, when he comes out to all these events, he's got a string of medals all across there.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I've never looked up close as to what them medals are.
They're from the Esso Garage.
That's what I thought they were.
Alan Ball has got.
Yeah.
Peter Osgood.
Right.
This is from all the early 70s.
One of them's definitely a swimming badge.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's like Prince Edward.
Oh, right.
He turned up, he was in one of them big prams coming up the mall.
Yeah.
He's got about 5 medals. Well, he was only in the... He was only in for about a week.
Yeah, what, in the Falklands?
What did he do?
I don't know. And
what
I don't
did
know
he
what
do?
He got on for. I think I wouldn't mind doing an investigation.
One of them says the Tufty Club, Road Safety, Green Cross Code.
Knots.
Yeah,
or got his Knots
medal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
I know. It's a bit much them wearing all that stuff.
Isn't it?
Yeah, a bit much, yeah.
I tell you,
isn't it? They probably bought them off the internet.
Of course they did. Fergie probably sold them.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, Naomi Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the Royals.
Yes.
This is hilarious. In the Londoner's Diary in the Evening Standard.
Hi.
She's talking about being a model, right?
Hi.
And she says... I think it's always good to learn a craft from scratch.
Yeah.
And then you have that to fall back on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change the way I've done my career in a million years. I got to do the real grafting, and learning from real models when I was younger. Elizabeth, I like how to open up a jacket, walk, and such.
Yes.
Well, hats off to you, babe.
Yeah, no,
I couldn't take a hat off as well as you could, obviously, but hats off.
Well, I mean, I know what she means. I've learned from the best.
Yes,
about
you have.
A lot of them things that I do.
Yeah, the complicated things like that. Yeah.
Like smoking.
Yeah.
Like cool. I learned from the... I mean, it took me ages.
Well, I taught you, didn't I?
It took me ages to learn to do the right end.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing that wrong for about 5 years till you told me just to turn it round the other way.
Signing on, I showed you how to do all that.
Yeah, you showed me
it's
how to sign on.
It's good to have a skill.
No, I mean, it's a skill that I developed from the ground up, shining on, smoking, opening doors.
Wiping your ass.
Wiping my bum. Yeah. That's right. Putting my trousers on. I developed that skill.
You used to just put them on over your head, didn't
you?
Yeah,
and pull them down.
While you kept bumping into the door.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave the house for quite a long time because of that. Yeah, but, you know, you taught me.
Yes.
Just try putting them
and
on
it's good
the other
those
way
skills.
No,
yeah,
it's good.
Like Naomi. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
And they're the skills that are going to get you through.
Yes.
You know? If all else goes wrong, you can always go back to them skills.
So, well done, Naomi. I'll tell you what, those are the sort of skills that are very...
Well, and of course, a lot of those skills are dying off now.
Yes, they are.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they're not being passed down. They're not being taught how to walk anymore.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not being taught how to open a jacket. We're not being taught how to put a hat on, you know. And if we don't, if something doesn't happen, because it's all about computers now.
Oh, nowadays.
If something doesn't change, these skills are going to be lost forever.
Well, these skills, I don't know what they're teaching the kids.
No.
It's all GCSEs,
this. It's all iPods and all that.
iPods, that.
Yeah. It'll only be a matter of time before we can't walk anymore.
Well, exactly.
You know, in fact, only the other day I saw this child of about 11 years old just dragging himself along by his bum.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, it's happening.
Yeah, that's the school.
It's happening. We are devolving.
Yeah, we are devolving.
We're devolving, unfortunately.
Bloody
and,
right.
You know, so Campbell's right in that respect. You know, it's good to have these trades.
Well, Campbell, just keep up the good work because it's a dying trade, putting on a jacket properly and chucking mobile phones at people.
That's right.
You know.
Dying
trades. Yeah.
Skills are going. We're losing these skills.
We are, and for God's sake, tap that coach.
And buy them tickets.
Buy them tickets, people.
Yeah, buy the tickets.
Until next time.
Okay.
Bye.
This is a Playback Media production served to you in association with Why Not Think People.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.